Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 34th episode in this podcast reading series. While the Angel of Peace will object, Enoch's testimony has been long suppressed. The stating of how this book is the Word of God will be protested by many heretics and pagans because they chose to believe in the Holy Bible. God's eternal truth is not in that pagan text, which claims that God sinned the same as his sons. The words of Enoch have cleared Jesus Christ and all the true believers of God's eternal truth of having committed any crime of idolatry. God be praised. Christians are pagan idolaters. This episode is a presentation of entries 727 through 729 from Book 6, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatloshapubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. On the day of judgment, I will rejoice in the Lord. It will truly be a day of joyous jubilee. The sinners who repented will be forgiven, and the unrighteous who refuse will suffer the wrath of God. The angel of peace declares an objection to the outburst. The witness has not been properly sworn in this court. His words do not appear in the book of man, and his testimony was rejected as incompatible.
Your Honor, counsel has no right to object to this witness. The Book of Man has already been repeatedly evaluated. While it has material value to prove the sins of mankind, it is completely without probative value as the truth of God.
The Son of Man and the Angel of Peace stand in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. They are not the same as each other. One is the eternal spirit of a man. The other is an angel.
Your objection is overruled.
The Lord strikes his gavel. The Book of Man is without the words of Enoch, which have always been from the breath of God. The Book of Enoch contains the words of God. In an unanticipated and vain attempt to disrupt the proceedings, the Angel of Peace has tried to discredit Enoch, whose testimony of Almighty God's judgment of his sons was not included in the text of the Holy Bible. Greatness of God's mercy is marvelous. All may have hope for salvation from sin, because the evil one is in custody at last. God be praised in the righteousness of Enoch. The Son of Man bows his head to the Lord. He prays to God for the release of the innocent. All those who have repented of sin in his name should be saved from the horrors of the apocalypse. The Angel of Peace bows his head to the Lord. He prays to God for the punishment of mankind. All those who have blasphemed God in Jesus' name should be punished in the horrors of the apocalypse. The testimony of the seventh man from Adam has always contained the true words of God. The book of man, the Holy Bible, was created by men, and it does not contain God's eternal truth. The breath of God is in the prophet's mouth, and flames spew forth when he speaks. The fire will consume the unrighteous, and the light will be salvation to the saints. The Lord's decision will be final. There will not be any further appeal. The criminals will face eternal punishment, and the victims of their crimes will receive compensation. The world will know the Lord God Almighty, the Supreme Being, the only one in all the universe, will declare the day of the Lord with loving justice. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the great and mighty one. The Lord God Almighty has heard the closing arguments. All the evidence has always been known to him. Nothing ever escapes the view of Almighty God. There has never been anything kept secret from God. The judge and the jury will deliberate. The time has come for their decision. The punishment of the wicked and sinful will be weighed against the liberty of the innocent. Those who deceived others and led them into sin will be the first to be adjudicated by God. They were the worst of all criminals for causing others to suffer for their crimes. All the world's leaders among humanity will suffer a great punishment for all eternity. They and their minions are the cause of suffering, and they have eaten flesh and blood in a pagan offering. All of the watchers who have execrated with Satan by deceiving mankind and having offspring of their own will forever suffer an eternity of excruciating agony, burning endlessly in the eternal chasm of fire. Well, this concludes episode 34 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was Closing Remarks. Now that the advocates have said their prayers, the Lord and the jury of the saints will adjourn to deliberate their final decision for the accused. All of them will finally know their fate, and the angel of peace may also know his. It will be stated much later in this book that the angel of peace was innocent of any crime, although Melchizedek's name has been used in a curse, he was not to blame for that deception. It was always the crime of pagans and those who worship Satan to symbolically consume the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ in satanic rituals performed regularly in Catholic churches and also in the many temples of other heretical denominations. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.